Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for your class. You were mentioning that Krishna is so grateful that even though he gave the fruit vendors a lot of jewels, what was the point? She gave Krishna is so grateful that he gave the vendors so many jewels, and she gave them very little fruit. I think that was. Yeah, that's what I thought. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I thought you said the reverse, and we see that she was grateful because he had a lot of grains at first, and he dropped most of them, and for a vendor, we need money. We're like, can you get the rest of the grains? And that's what I appreciate. And we usually in our spiritual life, we have the tendency to say, Krishna, once I get the benediction, then I'll have the faith. But the fruit vendor was like, I'll have the faith, and then she got the benediction. And now you can't test your faith, you know, when you get the benediction first. two points of gratitude that are one of my favorite stories is that there's a quote that says, life is like a poker game. You can't change the cards you're dealt, just how you play the hand. So in the scriptures and in the material world, we see that if you're dealt a very good hand, you could still lose the game, whereas if you're dealt a poor hand, you could still win the game if you're grateful, patient, and you put on your poker face. Just a few days ago, I was mentioning to you one of my favorite stories, Kaitavirya Arjuna, where it's a long story, but basically he was given the best possible hand by Lord Parashuram's father, gifts, prasadam, love, respect. And he was ungrateful because he found out that he had a Kamadenu cow. And he became so envious, he took the cow and Lord Parashuram almost killed him. So the lesson I took from this reminds me of my favorite quote. It says, we may be at the right place, at the right time, with the right person. But if we have the wrong mentality, envy and gratitude, then nothing can give us happiness. One of my other favorite stories regarding gratitude is the opposite of that story where Mukunda Datta. This story, I mentioned this last week or so. This story is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya chapter 10. And in that chapter, of course, it mentions that Mukunda Datta, whoever he would associate with, including the Mayavadis and the Vaishnavas, whoever he associated with, he said, this philosophy is so wonderful. Thank you, you know, that's what he thought it meant to be humble. So when he tried to enter a kirtan party with Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, do not invite him in this kirtan party. He's not VIP anymore. And they was wondering, why he's one of your greatest devotees. So Lord Chaitanya told them why, you know, he's duplicitous when he associates with the Mayavadis. He says that their philosophy is wonderful. So Mukunda Datta asked the devotees, when will the next time I'll be able to see Lord Chaitanya? And Lord Chaitanya told them, tell Mukunda Datta the next time you'll be able to see him is 10,000 births or something like that. And Mukunda Datta, when he was told this by the devotees, he started dancing in complete ecstasy. And because he was grateful, whatever little benediction, all he heard was, I'll see Lord Chaitanya again. And he was, in other words, he was handed the worst possible poker hand, but because he put on his poker face, the real poker face, gratitude and appreciation, then Lord Chaitanya removed all his obstacles. He says, because of his gratitude, he was so pleased with his gratitude, he told Mukunda Datta, bring him here immediately. Atapum bir dwisha shrestar varnashram vibhagashaha swanutitasya dhamasya samsidir haditoshana. And obviously this verse means that the profession of life, regardless of your occupation, is to please Hari. And if you please Hari, with your gratitude, then he's known as Hadi. He removes your obstacles just like he moved Mukunda Datta's obstacles. So my question is regarding when we speak about devotee association, you have to discriminate. So the tendency, since we're conditioned souls, we generally have a tendency of the demons in the churning of the ocean of milk. When a demon is associated with the demigods, they said this is a bad association. When they associated with Mohini Murti, the beautiful incarnation woman of former the Lord, they said this is good association. So the tendency is that generally in our life, we have a tendency to deceive ourselves. Good association is anyone who arouses my senses, anyone who looks like me, talks like me, thinks like me, because we're under the bodily conception of life, or anyone who honors me all the time. So my question is what are some, how can we, what are some steps we can move forward, or how, if we have this mentality, are we running the danger of becoming ungrateful? And because we, so maybe you could elaborate on that, because we, actually in our conditioned life, we don't know who's good association, who's bad association, really. And we all generally always commit our paras, you know, based on the demons. We have to be humble. That's why we come in material world, we're demons. So maybe you could explain some of that. Are we in the risk of committing our paras and becoming ungrateful devotee association?
Thank you, Numeruchi, for the class. You mentioned at the beginning that, we learn how to do certain things, the processes, not to relate with our services, but we are more into ourselves than truly letting those teachings and what we had learned affect our essence, our pure essence. We're good in nature, but because of Maya, we express ourselves and relate with the world differently. That is why the mood is not always there. But that is the thing, that the fundamental part that is the grace of Srila Prabhupada and the disciplic session that worked for years and lifetimes and hours writing how to awaken that love and that gratitude and that proper mood. We don't do it is because we're not listening. We're so much into our own ego that it's not happening. And it's not going to happen. Because we still have our guards up against, we relate with other devotees and we, but we're always with the guard up, not guard down, and we're trying to do our best, but for me, not for Krishna, not serving Krishna, and that's the real thing, is we're not, I don't want to say ready, we're not seeing that every single day we're receiving prema from God. Just the fact that we're at almost 8:30 in the morning discussing this in front of the deities, that is prema. Sitting with these wonderful folks here is part of the prema. It's not something that is unreachable. It is right there. And we don't understand it. We don't get it. The trees don't let us see the forest. No, we don't see it because the trees are right here. And it's so easy. It's not that complicated. Sometimes we put those teachings so complicated also that I don't know. I don't know. Don't pay attention.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because we are not
to affect us,
but
exactly.
At the same time, we can take certain initiatives. We can take certain initiatives. One thing is to say that it is all because of Maya and condition and there is no hope. It is not going to get good. If you are going to take it, then there is a possibility that happens. And then it is every day that we say, there is a necessity Sandhya. Like we need to meditate on the glories of this spiritual master, at least three times a day. So right from there, we can see how the importance of gratitude is. So when somebody is very grateful, and somebody is so grateful, it will make wonderful. When somebody is so grateful, it makes wonderful. It melts the heart of the person. I'm not qualified to receive this. Great opportunity to associate with devotees in front of the deity. They are non-different. Well, they are always there whenever we want to take darshan. They are standing there just for us to come and see them. So, how grateful it should be. So, when we think like that, for all of us, at least I can speak for myself, our heart is like a stone. When we have stones like that, bhakti is, the fever of bhakti is not
Yeah, that would be the proper sense of the word surrender. When we reach that point as individuals, we're surrendering, is my opinion.
Thank you.
leading us like all these towards, towards like qualities. Like you're like one will become like humble and taller and grateful and so on and so forth. And he's also going to first like to care for the truth and the truth. He will be disturbing us with so many different things.
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. In the Krishna Samhita, the conclusion by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I don't know if you ever saw that book. It's one of his famous books. It says that the clarity of the subject matter depends on the person, not on the subject matter itself. Giving the example that the sun is available for everybody, but as Prabhupada would say, some will remain in darkness and some will come to the light. So the choice is yours. So I like that a lot. It's kind of relevant to what you're speaking. Hare Krishna.